You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
It's one of the key events in the Chinese political calendar. The annual Lianghui sessions bring thousands of lawmakers and delegates from all over China to Beijing for the meeting of the National People's Congress. There they discuss what China regards as its three battles: poverty, pollution, and financial risk. More than 2,000 members of the Chinese Communist Party's advisory body are also gathering in the capital. Last year, the sessions proved to be a triumphant affair for China's President Xi Jinping, rubber-stamping the major constitutional changes, effectively making him president for life. President Xi appeared unstoppable, but this year he is under pressure, facing what could be one of his biggest challenges: sluggish economic growth, dwindling consumer confidence, and ongoing trade tensions with the US. Ahead of the People's Congress meeting tomorrow, a government spokesperson told a press conference the US and China must work on managing their differences. Chinese government spokesperson Zhang Yejun said the US and China need to work out a solution.
In the past four decades, this relationship has been stable generally and made a lot of historic progress. Stability and development have delivered benefits to the people of both countries.
Gil Bates is a China foreign policy analyst at Macquarie University in Sydney. He says the issue is proving to be a major challenge for China's leadership.
This is another issue where President Xi is coming under a lot of pressure. Many inside China think he has mishandled the relationship with the United States, has unnecessarily allowed for this degradation in the trade relationship, which has had a real impact.
President Xi's signature policy, the One Belt, One Road plan, is also facing challenges, with some countries who had signed on reconsidering or scaling back their involvement. In 2018, China's economic growth rate fell to its lowest in almost three decades. Tomorrow, analysts predict the Premier will announce an even lower GDP growth forecast for this year. But despite lackluster economic figures, one area which is likely to be bolstered is defence spending. Professor Gill explains.
We all have our eyes on the defence budget figure. We can expect, I would suppose, another significant increase, maybe not double digit, but close to it, as China continues to pour significant resources into the modernization of its military. That has clear implications for Australia.
The annual defence budget is usually revealed at the annual session. Last year, China revealed its largest defence budget increase in 3 years. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.